To order the Finance Committee meeting of Monday, November 17th, 2025, and ask Dave to please call the roll.
Council President Vittiver?
Here.
Alder Verveer?
Here.
Alder Govindarajan?
Here.
Alder Madison is absent. Alder Evers?
Here.
Alder Figueroa Cole?
Here.
Mayor, you have quorum.
Thank you. I don't believe we have any general public comment. So are there any disclosures or recusals from members of the body on today's agenda? President Vittiver?
On item 10, I am a mayorally appointed CARPC commissioner.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any other disclosures or recusals on today's agenda? Seeing none, then we'll move on to the consent agenda. Are there any items that members of the body would like to have excluded from the consent agenda today? President Vittiver?
Item 18.
Item 18 will be excluded. Alder Verveer?
Thank you, Mayor. I have a question about agenda item number 3, and I note that agenda item 4 is a companion item, so why don't we separate both of those, please?
Items 3 and 4?
Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any other items that members of the body would like to have excluded from the consent agenda at this time? Seeing none, then President Vittiver, a motion on the consent agenda, which is all items except 3, 4, and 18.
Move to adopt.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt the consent agenda. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of the consent agenda? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote. And that will take us to item 3, which is Legistar 90489, adopting and confirming modifications to the employee benefits handbooks for the general municipal employees, the Madison City Attorneys Association, and the Madison Professional and Supervisory Employee Association for the period of January 1, 2026 through December 31, 2026. On item 3, President Vittiver, a motion, please.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt item 3. We'll start then on item 3 with questions for staff. Alder Verveer.
Thank you again, Mayor. Yes, a question for HR Director Hilson or other members of her team. I attempted to have this question answered by searching for the recording of the Committee on Employee Relations meeting earlier this month, but I didn't see the recording on the city website. But anyway, my simple question is, as it relates to what I understand is proposing here in terms of employee discipline, specifically eliminating the 10-day suspension step, I was just curious if there were any concerns raised by any of the employee associations about removing that longstanding progressive discipline step.
Thank you for that question. So this proposal was mutually agreed upon through the meet and confer process. This was not one of the items brought forth for any debate. We both agreed, the coalition and the management in. There was a concern brought up about what about folks who are already at the 5-day suspension step at the end of 2025. And the compromise we reached for those folks who may have believed they had an additional discipline step is that for the 2026 year, they would get an additional 5-day suspension before reaching a termination if they had another infraction.
Thank you, Tamika. So just to be clear, this was brought to the meet and confer process by management, but there weren't really any concerns by employee associations?
So we they had concerns, and then we met and conferred on those concerns, and we came to a compromise. As we do in the process, they brought proposals that we may have had concerns about too, and then we meet and confer on it, and then we come up with our agreements. So that was something that we agreed on with both sides.
And what you just explained, just so I understand correctly, is that a transition year, or will that be that's permanent part of the agreement in terms of if you already have a 5-day?
Only for the year 2026. If you have a 5-day in 2025, and then in 2026, you'll have an additional 5-day.
Okay, so it's just a transition period?
Correct.
Okay, all right, very good. Thanks very much. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Elder. Are there any other questions for staff on item 3? Seeing no other questions, then on item 3, it has been moved and seconded. Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, then on item 3, is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote. And item 4 is Legistar 90576, amending sections of the Madison General Ordinances to reflect the 2025 meet and confer changes for general municipal employees. On item 4, President Bitiver, a motion, please.
Move to adopt.
Is there
second?
Moved and seconded to adopt. Are there additional questions on this item? Alder Revere, did you have additional questions?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions on item 4? Seeing none, is there any discussion on item 4? Seeing no discussion, then is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of item 4? Seeing no objection, that item is adopted as well. And that will take us then to item 18. Item 18 is Legistar 90551, authorizing a contract between the Board of Regents of the University of Wisconsin System on behalf of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Department of Intercollegiate Athletics, and the City of Madison for the Madison Fire Department to provide emergency medical services for special events hosted by the University of Wisconsin-Madison. On item 18, President Bitiver, can I get a motion, please?
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt item 18. On item 18, are there questions, President Bitiver?
Yes. Okay, so I really kind of had questions about items 15 through 18, but I didn't want to pull them all. So I just stuck to number 18 since it's in my district. So I'm really curious about the reimbursement. So when MFD, is providing services to other entities, whether it's UW or I'm going to kind of include the other things that are on our agenda today, how do you determine what we're asking for in reimbursement? And I noticed that a couple of the items had a max amount for reimbursement, but this one and I believe it was item 15 did not. So kind of if you could just walk us through what happens? How do you do your accounting and figure out essentially how much to charge the other agencies?
Evening, Mayor. Chief Carvin, I'm happy to tackle that. And I've got Assistant Chief Thomas with me as well. These are different contracts. I'll try to do my best. I know that we're discussing number 18, but you mentioned all of them. Number 18 and 15, the AEC and UW, are structured identical. And so those are actual costs. Those are the overtime rate, whatever specific employee happens to be working the event on that specific date, plus the city benefits that are required. And so it ends up being a no cost item to the city. We don't profit from the work, but we make sure that every penny of staff time is accounted for regardless of their pay rate. So the only senior person to the most senior person, we like to recover 100% of the costs associated with those. And so specifically for number 18 that we're discussing, that's the structure of that. And that's why you don't see the maximum amount listed. I should note this contract in previous years was a special duty contract. And that was established at a set rate. So any one of our personnel who worked at was paid the same amount. This is now with this proposal, as we try to move this through, it is structured, like I said, such instead of a set special duty rate, this is now the overtime rate of the personnel working with them.
So it's independent of the type of event. So if it's a concert or a game, it doesn't matter. And so like if it's a concert in the middle of summer and we need a heck of a lot more EMS staff on site, we're getting reimbursed for all of those EMS staff for all of their work. And there's no max amount that can be, you know, that the UW, for example, is not going to say, well, we're not, yeah, well, that's nice, but we're not going to pay over this amount. Like this is like, we are billing them for our actual services and they are reimbursing us.
Yep, that's correct. And in fact, it goes as far as the events that we staff with an ambulance on site. They pay for time up and for us to go pick up the ambulance, drive it over to the bound and drive back. So we make sure not to use any of the costs associated with that. Chief Thomas, if you have any more detail, I'd certainly feel free to jump in as well.
No, I think you nailed it. It's really cost even. And to answer your question about as far as staff there, we work very closely with event management of UW and in fact all the other areas where we provide staffing at, and come up with the best staffing plan. And they really defer to our recommendations for the level of staffing depending on the type of event and the population that's going to be attending it. So they've been great partners with us over the years, and we're just bringing everything in line now as we staff any other event throughout the city.
And I'm going to ask for a little leeway from the mayor here to ask you about the other ones that have a set maximum. So was that, I think it's 16 and 17. So was that sort of a cost analysis and we think this is really going to be max, or is this like the other entities saying, yeah, well, this is the max that we can pay, and how are we going to make sure that we stay, that MFD stays within those cost containment measures?
Thank you for the question. With the county hazardous materials agreement, that is just dollars that they dictate. It's not a negotiation or anything. We would likely be responding at their request regardless as sort of our, you know, bigger responsibility in the area, but that is dollars that they have allocated to head towards us and trying to defray some of our costs that would be in existence regardless of us providing the service. So it's not per hour or per event or automatically, it's just a plan on an annual amount, and we've been giving the amounts that has a little bit of it sales tonight. You're right, the wording is a little bit unique in that it says that the maximum of 38, to my knowledge, it would be in 3 hours. And then with the Truax agreement, that was a previous 5-year agreement that expired, and that just has a set rate for each of the 5 years. I believe it was, I could pull it in front of me, I apologize, but I believe the county has been listed in maximum. Truax should be listed in set price per year. It just escalates each year. I believe it was a 3 or 5% escalator, if I'm referring to it correctly.
So theoretically on both of those, if there were no need for services in that year, the city would quote unquote make money because the money is allocated to us and the services weren't needed. But conversely, if there was more need than those funds really were allocated for, the city would eat those costs.
Yeah, those costs are in existence regardless of us providing those services. With Truax, they're paying us... it does specify that we are the EMS provider for the airport. However, they're really paying us for ongoing training of their personnel and for the ability to credential the folks underneath our state EMS license in the medical direction to avoid a much bigger cost to have to stay on their own. So, there's really not a direct cost incursion that would not be that we don't already have in place.
Thank you.
Thank you, President Bitiver. Any other questions on item 18 or I guess related items? Alder Vivier.
Thank you very much, Mayor, and thank you, Chiefs, for being with us. Did I understand you correctly, Chief Carbon, that Our current agreement with the UW, and I guess for that matter, AEC, is a flat special duty rate. And under the agreement that's been negotiated, the full staffing cost model that's before us now, that we actually will no longer be subsidizing in any way the previous EMS services that we have been providing all these years. Or did I misunderstand? It's not really fair to say that we've been eating some of the costs and subsidizing the service.
Yeah, correct. Thank you, Alder. I appreciate the question. Absolutely, we are moving from a set special duty rate to the direct overtime cost. The difference is, we weren't subsidizing any costs previously. It's just our members were working at a lower hourly rate as set by the special duty grant. So in this case, the members of the department, in many cases or in most cases, will be working at a higher wage than they were previously. And the biggest driver behind this has been more and more difficulty for us to adequately find the staff and needing to do these events, as events tend to increase in frequency and size.
I appreciate that. That clearly makes a lot of sense. So have you had any difficulty in the past then encouraging your organizational members to volunteer for events on campus or AEC? Is that what you're saying? Yeah,
it's been a progressively increasing challenge, I would say, over the last 5 to 6 years. It used to be something where we were lined up and ready for it, but I just believe with the increase in call volume that our members are experiencing, and again, the increase in frequency and in size of these events, and also when ABC became a component within our purview, that was a whole another large subset of events to cover. And so we've had more and more times where we don't have enough of our own staff. In fact, we've worked out agreements with some of the affiliate paramedic services in town to help us staff these events, which is something that law enforcement has been doing for a long time, but we have never had to tackle that until the last couple of years.
Thank you. The firefighter paramedics certainly deserve to be paid the overtime rate for volunteering for this service. So I appreciate that we're doing it. And I'll also just note that I've noticed Vitrona serving some of these events. So I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you both very much again. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Elder. Any further questions for staff on item 18? Seeing none, then item 18 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of item 18? Seeing no objection, we'll record that unanimous vote in favor. That takes us to the end of our agenda. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of adjournment? Seeing no objection, we stand adjourned. Have a good evening, everyone.